and draws attention to it. It's much like, in the concept, it's like good manners. If you do have good manners, you don't blow a horn about your manners, you just have good manners at the table in life, no one ever says a word about it. But if you have bad manners, everyone talks about it. If you have bad manners, everyone sees it and knows it. Good manners, nobody even notices it. If we are not jealous, if our love is not jealous, no one notices it. People don't think about it. But if you are jealous, they know it immediately, and they see it. So this is a silent witness as far as the world is concerned. The impact of love, not being jealous, inside of our souls. It's a silent witness. It produces what is not there. And what is not there is the impact of jealousy. Because when jealousy is there, everyone notices it and knows it and judges it. As we're going to see in a few minutes, no one desires to be like a jealous person. Jealous person is very ugly. So the impact that we're looking at now is inside of our souls. It is going to create an environment that is going to manifest itself with another overt one. The inside, love is not jealous. The overt side is going to be, which we will cover next, love boasts not, or love does not boast of what it may have. But right now we're looking at love is not jealous. Spiritual love that the Holy Spirit gives is not jealous. It is a characteristic of this love not to be jealous. We are in the midst of Roman numeral 1, the nature of jealousy, the nature of the enemy of envy or jealousy, what's its nature, why spiritual love is not this, why spiritual love shuts this out. What is it about jealousy that repulses God's love as it flows through us is what we're in the midst of looking at. And we have taken up, in reference to what others have, spiritual love is not jealous or envious. In other words, it does not envy what others have, and we looked at some passages. We looked at the definition and description of jealousy. We noted the source of jealousy, envy. And the source, again, is our flesh self. It is, if you recall, it is the immune system of the flesh self. Flesh self feels threatened, and the T cells of jealousy come forward. So the source is the flesh, and it is the protection of the self that we are jealous. So when we do have jealousy in our souls, it lets us know we're in the flesh. There are many things that we've covered, Satan's lies, that lets us know that we're in the flesh. Here's another one.